thousands gathered at Independence Park in Charlotte this weekend to celebrate Juneteenth. That's short for June 19th. The date back in 1865, it's believed that the last remaining black slaves learned that they were free. WFAE's Tasneem Shama has more on the local celebration.
Charlotte's Juneteenth celebration started off as a block party. It began 17 years ago, and it was focused on the food, the music, and most importantly, celebrating. But this year, there's more of a focus on education. A makeshift museum and library is not far from the stage. Juanita Williams is the librarian.
As we grow, the more we see the importance of educating others. And so sometimes we can't exactly get it enough across on the stage, so we have books that will also offer information.
And there's a Black History exhibit. 20-year-old Kita Baba leads a tour. She teaches visitors about how African Americans became free, and she doesn't skip over the difficult parts.
Right here, this is the Abyss of Misery, when the African people were actually on the slave ship.
But like previous Juneteenth celebrations, it's still a happy holiday.
One thing that we don't want to do is focus just on the slavery aspect. As you walk down the longer portion of the entire exhibit, the beginning, it shows you the glory of who we used to be and who we truly are as a people.
This is, after all, the equivalent of Independence Day for African Americans. Vendors line the streets of the park offering artwork, hair products, perfume, oils, food, and traditional African clothing. David Goldfield is a professor of history at UNC Charlotte. He says the celebration may have begun in Texas, but it's gaining more traction in other states, including North Carolina.
It not only involves or is limited to African Americans, but it's celebrated by everybody. After all, our country really benefited from the emancipation of 4 million slaves.
Organizers estimate more than 20,000 people attended the 4-day celebration. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.